You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Monday, August the 29th, the Church remembers the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, who for centuries served as one of the principal models of Christian manhood. Pope Francis has called the great prophet and precursor of the Lord a model for Christians also today. The director of Vatican Radio's English for India service, Jesuit Father Melwin Pinto, shared with us some reflections on the enduring importance of St. John the Baptist's example on this, the liturgical memory of his martyrdom.
He is a great model for our times as a prophet. First of all, he never was scared to speak the truth. He was faithful to God's word and God's law. And that is something very important today.
John the Baptist was not afraid to speak truth to power, even when power had some pretense to rule by divine right.
John the Baptist was not fearful to speak the truth. He had to come out and speak it outright. We would probably today sugarcoat the whole truth and then try to speak, in a kind of a politically right sentences. But he wasn't of that type. He decided that he is going to outright condemn it, and he did so. Regardless of what was going to happen to him, his life, and that he would have to suffer martyrdom, I suppose he took all those into consideration and he spoke the truth because he knew that was the way to be faithful to God.
So, not to put too fine a point on it, he lost his head, but he kept his soul. What does that mean today to a world that seems not to believe anymore that there are or ought to be consequences to actions?
See, we wouldn't like to face the consequences when we know the truth. We would like to just turn a blind eye to things that are happening or just do not want to hear the cry of the poor, so to say. I have a great example in Pope Francis when he spoke against war. When in the UN he said, we feed war and we don't feed the people. And when he condemned the arms manufacturing, for instance, or when he condemned human trafficking, I think he was, confronting certain powers to be. Some certain economic powers, certain countries which are, just permitting all this to happen. I suppose it requires a lot of courage to do so, because in a world where you have got to be politically correct, you're asking very, very serious questions which can have serious consequences. I suppose every individual has to take this example, regardless of what is going to happen to him, or, not counting the cost of what's going to happen. Each Christian has to take this mission very seriously, this prophetic aspect of our Christian lives.
That was the director of Vatican Radio's English for India service, Jesuit Father Melwin Pinto, reflecting with me, Chris Altieri, on the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.